on 1116 SEN. Crunch Time, voted the most outstanding radio football program 2007, 10, 11 and 2013. For Ringwood Mazda, when it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.
24 minutes to 1 o'clock. This is Crunch Time. All the action coming up. Gold Coast and GWS is our game for broadcast straight after 1 o'clock. Let's talk...
Just on that, KB.
Yeah, KB. Well, Matty G. It's going
to
be...
He won't be able to
It's going to be
speak.
A watching brief this afternoon.
Yeah, Matty.
For those that didn't hear
lost his voice.
Last night, Matty lost his voice. Three-quarter time last night, we had to bid him farewell.
Really?
Yeah.
Pathetic.
We actually got some highlights. But he was good enough to call...
Honest feedback on the way
out. He was good enough to stop by and call a race at the end of the on the way home.
Really?
So we'll play the race as well. That's still coming up for those that that didn't hear it last night. But our Saturday spotlight, Kingy, we wanted to talk about. I mean, it's an endless discussion probably between now and the end of the year with the teams that aren't going to make finals and even some that are about how they improve their list. But potential players that have been talked about out there, those that could be a boom, but those that perhaps you'd be wise to stay away from. So discussion now, and if people want to join in, they can on the text message, 0433 98 11 16 or 942 911 16. Where do you want to start this one?
Well, the biggest one is Charlie Dixon, and whether you think, lads, whether he'll be a boom or a bust if he were to leave. I mean, he's 24 years of age. He misses a hell of a lot of football through injury, which, in my opinion, comes back to preparation. I'm not sure that he's the best prepared player going around, Charlie. He's 24 years of age. He'll be 25 at his next club. So he's not young. He's only played 60-odd games of AFL football. So he's not a seasoned player just yet. Now, I know he had the big game a couple of weeks ago where he kicked...
He's kicked a 6 and a 7 this year.
Yeah, and he's capable of the big game. But I guess... If you're talking about a player commanding $700,000-$800,000, it's a massive investment. It's a one-time investment, if you like.
And I know what you're saying, having spoken over the years in Durham, you'd be well and truly across this. When clubs are looking at other players, they really do look at the number of games that they've been able to play because they want to get value for what they're doing.
And in terms of, Luffy did some numbers during the week, in terms of coming off the field injured, he's missed the most minutes in those games he's been selected than any other player. I think it was the last 2 years.
That's a pretty damning stat.
That's a big number, isn't it?
So how much does that affect you, Doom, if you're out there pro-scouting for the other team, managing your list?
Oh, see, if you were Kevin Sheedy, in the old days, Sheeds went by the opinion that he could make them right and he could get them out there and treat them the right way. And then there are other coaches who say, no, I just need somebody who can front up.
Yeah.
So it's a personal way of looking at it. There's no right or wrong. What I have seen Charlie do in his best games is exceptional. And that's a rare talent that very few people have the key to. I'm with you from what we hear. I don't think his prep is all that great. I don't know whether you've got a few negative aspects to weigh up besides... And the thing you're weighing it up against is those match-winning capability...
Sheer talent.
...days of 7, 6 goals, 8 contested marks, that sort of thing, which on average over a season might happen 3 times a year. Are you going to put that ahead of the other negative aspects? Probably... If you had room in your salary cap and you had some backup plans already and you were at the top end of the tree, you could probably weather that. But if you want to base your climb up the ladder on this type of player, you're probably going to have to be wiser.
10, 12, 13, 14 and 10 games the last 5 years. It's not a great...
So that scares you off, Kingy, does it?
Oh, it scares me, right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be
investing. So the candidates
investing.
Are Fremantle, Brisbane.
Fremantle probably have to take up a punt on anyone that'll come, let's be honest. But I'm not sure
Hard
Brisbane...
to get him there.
I'm not sure Brisbane need to take the same gamble, Derm.
The other thing is, from what we hear is very, very few people, and what we hear from the managers is also, our client doesn't even want to speak to Brisbane.
Right.
Not many people want to go north to Brisbane. In the old days, let's go up there for sun, blah, blah, blah. That has very little lure
Gee.
Anymore.
They've got sheer finance, though. They do have salary cap space, so that's the one lure is...
And they desperately need a key forward and a key defender, don't they?
Yep. Desperately. They need one that'll play, though.
Mm.
There's no point having one sitting in the sheds on $700,000 a year. That doesn't serve any purpose at all. The next one,
I can do that.
You can do that. You have done that, actually. You could do that.
Take a pay cut for that, too.
You have done that. Harley Bennell, what are your thoughts there? I mean, we all think that his time with the Suns is under enormous strain. I'm not sure whether they move him on at the end of the year. And if they do, where he goes will be...
Well, the West would be the most logical place if he was going to go somewhere, wouldn't it? Back to where he's got some family around him.
Yeah.
But is that... I mean, again, unless you're really inside and know the situation, it's hard to make it a realistic assessment.
We're just applying certain standards to this scenario. We look at young Dale Garlett, who went to Hawthorn, and if there was ever an outfit that might have been able to, not cure, but streamline the attitudes of a wayward youth, you'd think they might have been able to do that to young Garlett, but they couldn't.
Do you think he'll be a good second club player, Harley? Because some players just
do blossom and they realise learn the lesson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting, that one.
Because he is an enormous talent.
Oh, enormous is cutting him short.
Yeah.
Yeah, a rare talent.
We're getting off the SMS of quite a few about Jake Carlisle, Kingy.
Yeah, he's another one. I don't know what... Look,
how do you work out what he's worth?
His worth is an interesting one. He's another one... They're such different sorts of players, aren't they? Players that can play back and forward like he can. His big games as a forward are like Dixon's games. They are big. He can kick a five or a six for you.
He kicked eight once. But
against any opponent.
Mm.
He can do it against anyone. There's some slows on him as a teammate. So there's some problems there. But I'm not sure whether I'd be paying the money these guys are commanding and putting my salary cap out of line to get them.
Richmond, but you're normally St Kilda, Melbourne, or maybe even Bulldogs.
He won't be the Bulldogs.
Tell you what though, you've got a future to build on at either end. If you have your floating Eastern Wood, you have Murphy, Johannesson, Speed, and you had Carlisle plonked in as your key defender. Because I'm looking at him thinking, right, the kid's actually been pretty obstinate, and he's outweighted, he's outstayed the Bombers with attitude, I want to be a backman.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be happy until you make me a backman.
He's young. He is only 23. So, I mean, there's time for him as well. But he's missed some football. Only played 80 games.
So I'm looking at teams that I think could really use the key backman. He'll be comfortable playing as a key backman, teams in Melbourne, and that might have the ability to launch to the next platform, the next level, the next group of four up the ladder. So Richmond, if you dropped him into their side, he and Rance working in tandem in the back line, not many key forward tandem opposition teams would be able to say, we'll get them today.
Mm, that's a fair call.
Who else you got on your list there, King? We've got plenty coming in.
Steve Motlop, Scott Selwood, those two. Could they be as simple as a straight swap?
You'd have to give Scott Selwood and.
And?
Yeah.
And a pick from West Coast.
For Motlop, yeah.
I think it depends on what happens with Dangerfield, Kingy. If that becomes a trade situation, then I think Motlop would be involved.
Why would that become a trade situation?
Well...
Why would Geelong want to trade anything when they can get him as a free agent?
Well, if Adelaide are prepared to match the free agent, then he can't go unless he's traded.
If Adelaide are prepared, okay.
Because he's a restricted free agent.
Okay.
But if you're just talking, let's compare the apples for apples. Scott Selwood.
Can I go back to that for a sec?
Yeah, okay.
How does that actually happen? Don't they have to say, I don't think it's a negotiation from that point. You either match it or you don't match it. I don't think it's a negotiation.
Well, the player can still then be traded, though, can't you? Yeah. They can match the offer, but then they can still, because the trade time is still, it's still open after that. When free agency finishes, there's still a week of trade, I think.
And a lot of clubs prefer to do that rather than make the bad blood of saying, yep, I'll sit out and I'll go to them on the back of the... the open, what do they call it? The free trade agreement.
A sweetener. Okay.
Yeah. Look, The Joel Selwood name is champion. Scott Selwood's a good player. Motlop, then, on the other side, to get back to the original statement, is an exquisite talent. So I think you'd have to give Scott Selwood and something, whatever it might be, just to make that straight swap you're talking about.
And more realistically, King, it would be a negotiation that would take place to say, well, we'll match it, but we won't match it. If you are, instead, let's do a trade. You give us Motlop and a pick or whatever it is, and it goes around. Henderson's name's been mentioned in all that as well. I mean, yeah. Geelong have been... I've never heard Geelong being linked to so many players before.
No, and we just throw that up, really, don't we? I mean, we assume the players are being linked to clubs as well. I think Jeremy Howe's a fascinating one. The price thrown around for Jeremy Howe is staggering.
I think his management has done an incredibly good job to get those figures attached to him.
But he could be a bust. I mean, it's just such a gamble to spend 600,000 plus on players like that.
The figures being bandied around?
600.
You serious?
Mm.
Suckling's another one.
So roughly the same amount they pay Jared Roughead. What do you want, Jeremy Howe or Jared Roughead?
To keep them is different than to move them on.
Yeah, it's a fairly no-brainer, though. It just shows
you
how...
If Jared Roughead was on the open market right now, he wouldn't be 600, would he?
I know, but he's not far off that, his wage. So what I'm saying is, it just shows you that some teams have their pay grade in order.
Treloar, if you had to choose a club between Collingwood, Richmond and North Melbourne...
I think you'll go to Collingwood.
Collingwood have got more to give. Mm. They've got more to trade. Because they're all going to have a similar sort of first-round pick, aren't they? It's going to be around the same mark. Let's say it's within four or five picks, those three clubs. So there's not much discrepancy there. So it's the steak knives that come with it.
There's an attractiveness for players to get to Collingwood. The super membership, the blockbuster crowds, the Eddie factor.
The factor.
What about Carl Alton North as a backman? It's been suggested he's also been linked to Carlton. Scott Selwood is a free agent off the SMS. That would make sense. He'd be there. He would have been there long enough. So he would also be a restricted free agent,
restricted,
I would suspect.
Same thing can happen again there. Did you have thrown up today? A little curveball you've thrown up today?
No, I was just...
steak knife type
curveball.
There's
a couple of... And what has happened... We saw Hallahan go from Hawthorn last year because he's probably 7th, 8th in line for a certain position. Damn good player. But he's going to be not guaranteed a game and he's going to be on a certain pay grade. Hawthorn have to hold to their philosophies. Gold Coast come in and say, well, here's... three times more than what you get, and we're going to guarantee you a game. He has to go. There's going to be a few teams raid Hawthorn's Box Hill Hawks. The kid Woodward...
they've got more depth than any other club. Yeah,
the boy Woodward is very good. Whether he can actually rise. Woodward. Jed Anderson. What are you laughing at?
Him.
Jed Anderson, who needs to clean up a bit of the defensive side of his game, but is an absolute... gun.
Don't sit here fattening the stocks of the Essendon.
Don't go anywhere near them.
Kurt Tippett. Can I throw Kurt Tippett up?
Yes. I was going to throw him up myself.
A few suggestions off the SMS for him. A couple that I like. One is Brisbane preempt. He's got another year to go in his contract, but Brisbane do a deal. They move on, say, Stephen Martin or Leuenberger, get Tippett up there to be their second ruckman and be their answer to their key forward problems.
What cost? What price? That's the thing.
Well, they pick up his wage.
Yeah.
Well, they can. If it's Brisbane, they can.
Yeah. But is he worth it?
Hasn't it already been shown to be a bust?
Well, probably. It probably has, but...
why would you reinvest in someone else's bust?
Well, because in Brisbane's case, they need someone to play that.
It's like a cash out type arrangement.
Cash out.
Cash out.
they need
Sydney would cash out right now, wouldn't they?
They need someone to play that position, don't they?
Yeah, of course they do. But it's once again, don't paralyse your club's ability
But he's only got 1 year. He's only got 1 year of his big deal to go. So if they said, right, I will offer you, we'll pay you that in the first year, and then your scale will go down
That would require some carefully manoeuvred negotiation.
Because Kurt's not going to get that at Sydney after next year, is he?
No. His wage is dropping by the minute.
He might become a Mel Michael footy consultant then. So, well, I'm done here at Sydney. I fulfilled my contract. I'm up for the next grab.
Cash out.
who wants me?
Get Horse on the phone. Get John Longmire on the phone and ask him if he wants the cash out right now.
Chris Yaron.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
Now, I think he's got some real
has he what?
Bait.
Yeah,
I think
currency.
He's got some great currency. And I nearly think Carlton need to move on Chris. He doesn't look happy there to me. He hasn't looked happy for some time. And what would he get doing? What would he get? You get your first round pick for sure.
Well, put it this way: if you dropped him into someone who's loitering down the bottom end of the ladder, he might play reserves at that club.
Reserves.
You drop him into Sydney, Hawthorn, Fremantle, those types of teams, he might just help them win a premiership. Mm.
Sydney lose Tippett and get Yaron, they'd be a better team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good fit for him, isn't it? Yeah.
Reed does
play him off
Tippett's
halfback.
Job.
Yep.
Play him off halfback. King.
Play him off halfback.
Play him anywhere, mate.
Yeah.
Just
halfback,
tell him
to run. Wing.
Yeah.
Jetta on one side, Yaron on the other. They become a serious team again.
And
not that they're not now, but
beautiful ball user as well.
Bryce Gibbs' name's been thrown up. Aaron Black.
Bryce Gibbs is going nowhere.
Mm.
We've heard that. Bryce Gibbs is not moving. Aaron Black's an interesting one. Was chased by the West. Pretty keen the last couple of seasons.
Hasn't really plumped his price up this year, has
no,
he?
No, and there's another interesting...
Although North tried to do it last night.
Mm.
They'll probably play him a
plumping
little bit more
him.
Now.
Well, this is the cost of having a Jared Waite. That you don't get games into Aaron Black and you lose the ability to fatten the pig in a lot of ways and before you take it to market.
What'd you call him?
Not that pig, this pig. And you do hurt your list in terms of getting an answer on him, getting an answer on Aaron Black. So when you do get the high-priced and high-priced recruit, there is a cost with your list.
When you started talking about pigs, I just realised I miss Robbo.
By the way, Robbo is okay.
He's
been a bit crook this morning, but he's okay. So he's alive and well.
Is he?
Just in case you were
wondering first
out there. It's 8 minutes to one. We'll take a break. We're back with our full selections and previews of tonight's and this afternoon's big game.